Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a little bit of good news amidst all the climate doomism. In the first 5 months of this year, wind farms created 35% of Ireland's electricity supply. Noel Caniff is CEO of Wind Energy Ireland. Afternoon, Noel.
Afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Now, as I understand it, this isn't much of an increase on last year, but I suppose it does demonstrate that the supply from wind is consistent.
Exactly, Sean. Many of your listeners will know that in Ireland, we experience some of incredibly windy weather. In fact, we're one of the windiest countries on the entire planet. And while that might cause challenges, it also has a lot of benefits when it comes to the amount of renewable energy that we can produce from wind. So yes, in the first 5 months of the year, 35% of Ireland's electricity came from wind. And that means that we're creating our own electricity here at home, produced domestically. It means we're reducing our reliance on imported fossil fuels. It provides jobs right around Ireland, including in coastal communities. And it also helps to keep consistent pricing in our bills. It really limits our exposure to those price hikes that we saw over the past 2 years because of our reliance on those fossil fuels I mentioned.
Yeah. Now, however, to get that figure up, we don't need more wind. We need more wind farms. Where are those wind farms going to be and who's going to pay for them?
Yeah, so that 35% I mentioned all comes from onshore wind energy. So Ireland is actually the leading country in Europe for the amount of onshore wind that's produced. We're a global leader in this, and to get to our 2030 climate targets, we need to about double the amount of power that we produce from wind energy from onshore wind farms. We also need to kickstart a brand new industry in offshore wind. So Ireland has one very small offshore wind farm that we built in 2003, just off the coast of Arklow. I'm sure many of your listeners will have seen it just off the coast of Arklow Bay. But we haven't really advanced offshore wind energy beyond that. That's about to change. We're seeing the first projects for offshore wind generation entering into the planning system over the past 3 weeks. More will come now over the next few months. And that those projects will be hopefully generating clean electricity by 2030. So that towards the end of the decade, about 80% of Ireland's electricity over the course of the year can come from renewable electricity. And again, that helps with ensuring that we have a stable electricity price. It helps with making sure that we're reducing fossil fuels, but also making sure that that energy is coming from a source that we can control here in Ireland, that we're not relying on importing it from somewhere in the world that might be impacted by geopolitical issues.
Why haven't we done it sooner, Noel? What's held it up?
That's a really good question. I wish we could do it faster. We are where we are, I think, due to a number of decisions that were made over the past 10 years. But if we look at the positives, there are a lot of projects that are coming forward now on onshore winds that can deliver between now and 2030. We've never had as many onshore wind farms in the planning system as we have today. For offshore wind, we're getting those first projects into the planning system, as I mentioned. And if we're to hit our 2030 targets and beyond, become ideally energy independent as a country over the next, say, 10 to 15 years, then there's two things that we need to do. We need to try to put more resourcing and capability and people, really, into our planning system so that we can get those wind farms, get those solar farms, get battery projects, get electricity grid projects through our planning system as fast as we possibly can. And then the second thing that we need to do is we need to try to bulk up and reinforce Ireland's electricity grid. We as a country invested an enormous amount in our electricity grid in about the 1950s, right the way through to the early 2000s. And we really need another step change, a generational leap when it comes to investing in our electricity grid, because we've used up an awful lot of that excess capacity that we would have had due to the earlier investment. Now that we're electrifying more of our society, that we're trying to move towards electric transport, electric heating for our homes. We're trying to roll out more solar panels, more wind farms, more battery projects. So these all need the electricity grid to be able to move the renewable energy from where it's being produced to where it's being used in our homes and our businesses right across the country.
And so apart from this 35% coming from wind, the other sources of renewable energy, how much are they making up at the moment in terms of our national consumption?
Hydro energy makes up about maybe 2% of our electricity every single year, and solar energy is a real success story that's starting to come on the pitch now in Ireland. We traditionally would not have had a massive amount of solar generation, but that's changing now. Even in May, in the month just gone by, about 9% of Ireland's electricity came from solar, so that was the best month ever for solar energy. And over the course of the year, that again will provide maybe 2-3% on average, and by the end of the decade we could be looking at about 10% of our energy coming from solar. So when we combine onshore wind, offshore wind, solar generation, and when we combine that with things like battery energy storage and other forms of technology that can store renewable electricity so that it can be used perhaps when it's not windy or it's not sunny, then we can definitely unlock 80% renewable electricity before the end of the decade, and then ideally a zero carbon electricity grid at some point in the mid 2030s. Because the best way to, let's say, decarbonize not just the electricity side of our society, but things like heating and transport, is to electrify them. And if we can put a plug on our heating, put a plug on our transport, and use renewable electricity to generate our electricity, then we can decarbonize Ireland fast. We can be more reliant on fuel that we're producing domestically, less reliant on imported fossil fuels, and ultimately have much more control over our energy bills every single month as well.
No, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Noel Caniff there, CEO of Wind Energy Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.